Jess, the news has been so tough lately that I want to start this week with something beautiful, the pink moon, and you have a wonderful shot of it this week.
We do. We enlisted Bernie Digman. He owns Milagro Coffee, and he's got camera equipment that's worth probably more than my car, and we asked him to take a picture of the pink moon, and he got us a shot that is just going to knock your socks off. And then Mike Cook did some research, and he offers an explanation of the significance of this particular full moon as it relates to the season and some Native American traditions, et cetera. So really cool front page photograph and cut line, and we think it will really draw in readers on April 10th.
We need it. I love your photos in the bulletin in addition to your great coverage of the community, and this week you really have a lot on COVID-19. So I want to start with the CARE Act. This is, of course, a federal legislation that will affect many people in our region.
Right. And so it's not a long story. It's really accessible. It's broken down into a few paragraphs with some bold headings that give you an idea of how this plan might affect your financial planning, given your individual respective financial situation at this point. It's short, it's accessible, and I think it does a pretty good job of breaking it down. It was submitted by one of the local investment firms, and so we have confidence in the information that we're presenting, and it was an eye-opener for me, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. Lots in that bill, and I'm glad that you're covering that this week. A lot of people have questions about it. You know, you have another story this week. I'm so glad that you did. You talked with local political consultant Connie Chapman, and she had some insights about how COVID-19 is really changing politics and campaigning. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. You know, one of the staples that Connie talks about is the door-to-door campaigning. And, of course, that is just out the window now. You can't go out and press the flesh and kiss babies like you used to. And so she's talking about some of the strategies that campaigns are taking. I asked her whether she thinks this gives an edge to incumbents. And she expounded on that a little bit. She's really smart lady, and she's also happens to be my neighbor. And so we were able to social distance shout at my interview, part of it.
Yeah.
She just has some really good insights into how this is changing political behavior, especially at the local level. At the national level, of course, they have money to buy lots of TV ads, but here locally, it really does change the flavor of the campaign.
And it's a good time to remind everyone listening that you can go on to the New Mexico Secretary of State's website right now and request an absentee ballot be mailed to your home for the primary if you are registered with a political party. In New Mexico, you can vote absentee for any reason. We're very fortunate. This isn't the case for all states. We can do this, and it's easy to do. I did it. You do need your driver's license number, and you need as well your social security number. But important to know, especially in a week when we see the crazy situation in Wisconsin, where due to a court's decision, people are being forced to go out there and wait in these massive lines, risking their health. Just a thing that we're going to have to work through on the national level, but no progress on that yet.
Right, and you can also, if you don't have internet access to get to the Secretary of State's office, you can call the county clerk's office. They still have staff in there, even though the building is closed, and you can request it through them too.
Thank you for letting us know that. Very good. I'm so attuned to the internet that I don't even think of picking up a phone anymore, except when I call you. So, all right, Mike Cook. Mike Cook did something on COVID-19 this week too. Something important: coping. We need to cope here.
Actually, Mike wrote he wrote a column about coping, and it was so long. I said, Mike, we can't run this all at once. It would take up one section of the paper. So we broke it up into four separate sections, and this is the first of them. And he did. He came up with some great coping strategies that work for him. Maybe they'll work for you, too. It's on page 34, so take a look, and you can find out.
I need it. I need it bad. Finally, we only have about 15 seconds. Music and weaving. What's that about?
Well, there's an area artist, Lynn Bentley Keeling, and she does her work with weaving. Her art is beautiful, and she's inspired by music, and it was fascinating to me to read how she links those two and what came out of it. The creations are lovely.
We'll read it. Jess, thanks for what you do.
Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.